Examining a Carcass, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Way back in 2009, wolf populations had soared to more than 1,000 animals, and wolves had killed more than 700 cattle and 550 sheep in Idaho, impacting a total of 412 different ranchers statewide. Since that time, the problems have seriously escalated. Rural county after county have chronic livestock depredation issues, according to state and federal officials. Last year, the number of confirmed wolf depredations in Valley County more than doubled from 17 to 38 after Cascade rancher Phil Davis and IRRC staff met with ranchers to discuss the different kinds of depredation that can take place. Davis has had at least one mother cow killed by wolves in which there were no outward signs of trauma on the exterior of the animal, until a necropsy was performed by Wildlife Services, and then wolf bite marks and hemorrhages proved that it was a wolf kill.
We don't, as cattlemen, understand what we have to do to know how many cattle we have killed by wolves.
I've done it myself. I have ignored the signs and not looked at cattle that have died and assumed they died of something else. You've got to get off and get your knife, because more often than not, these cattle will be intact. And there it is, the trauma on the legs of these cattle that have died from a wolf, and you wouldn't know it.
Ranchers say that only 10% of wolf kills are confirmed.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.